About 150 people marched through the streets of Plymouth on Thanksgiving afternoon. They were not there to celebrate the myth that Wood is taught about the pilgrims arriving here almost 400 years ago, but rather they want the truth of that time to be told, Native American heritage recognized, and they called for political prisoner Leonard Peltier to be released. Before the boisterous march, they gathered on Coles Hill overlooking Plymouth Rock for a somber ceremony known as National Day of Mourning. This was the 39th consecutive year Native Americans and their supporters gathered here for this observance. It begins with a spiritual tribute to the four directions and to all the ancestors that came before. The organizers respectfully request that this Native tradition not be recorded in any form. Afterwards, they gather at a small stage a few yards away for a more public event. Wenonam James, a Wampanoag with the United American Indians of New England, greeted his supporters.
Good afternoon, sisters and brothers. I want to welcome all of you who have traveled here to be with us today. We are gathered on this hill to observe the 39th National Day of Mourning. We are here, as we have been every year since 1970, to liberate this land and honor those who have gone before us. Those who started Day of Mourning could not have envisioned that we would keep returning so many years later to continue to speak truth to power. Sadly, many of the conditions in Indian country that prevailed in 1970 exist today. The elders here many years ago spoke of terrible racism and poverty. In 2008, racism is alive and well in this country. The election of an African-American man as president, while a breathtaking moment in this country's history, will not be enough to eradicate racism. In 2008, many Native Americans continue to endure the highest unemployment rates and live in substandard housing. Every winter, thousands of Native people have to choose between heating and eating, and many families lack basics such as winter coats. Native people die needlessly from treatable diseases because they are diagnosed so late and not to get up-to-date treatment. While our Native youth have made great strides in education, we fear that their opportunities will diminish sharply due to economic cutbacks. As the economy continues to crumble around us, these conditions will only worsen. The Bureau of Indian Affairs continues to be the most corrupt agency of the federal government and refuses to restore the millions of dollars in trust money that is owed to Native nations. The U.S. government has deep pockets indeed when it comes to bailing out Wall Street and the bankers, but no money for schools, housing, and medical care for Native and other people. Many Native people voted for Barack Obama, and many people around the country are looking to him for change. I have a message for him. President Obama, stop giving money to the brokers and bankers. They don't need any more money. Let's build housing and neighborhood health clinics and make sure that all of our children have books in their schools and food in their bellies. Let's bring the troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan immediately. President Obama, honor the treaties that the U.S. government signed with our Native nations. President Obama, we have the audacity to hope that you will serve justice and free Leonard Peltier.
Wenonam James. Juan Gonzalez was next to speak. He is a Mayan from Guatemala. He read the words of one of his elders, a woman named Awelahona Pacheco.
One of my elders, we call her Abuela Juana Pacheco. She was recently up here helping us with a ceremony to celebrate Tsompantli, the Day of the Dead. So she wrote this for us, for this gathering. Ever since 1492, the Europeans stole our fruits, cut off our branches, burn a trunk, but could not kill our roots. We're still here, as strong as ever. We have come here today to Pashutet, to honor our ancestors and all generations before us that struggled throughout their lives to keep alive our roots, that offered their blood to nourish this sacred ground we walk on. We are here today in Pashutet to show the people of this country and the people of the four directions that despite that we are not in mainstream media or prime time, we still are here as strong as ever. We are here today in Pashutet to tell this country that it is good to have a black brother in the White House, but also to remind you that the struggle, our struggle, is not over yet. We are here today to tell you that we will continue our struggle until this country stops ignoring us in all public debates. We will continue our struggle until no one is considered an illegal immigrant. We will continue our struggle until we stop racism, sexism, homophobia, war. We will continue our struggle until the government, this government, and the governments of this continent accepts that we, Native people, are sovereign nations. We will continue our struggle until we give our brother Leonard Peltier justice and freedom. Today, here in Pashutet, we look around and see many friends, many colors. We thank you for sharing in this struggle. We are strong. We are here as strong as ever. Native peoples are alive. The struggle goes on. Never again a world without us. Tiawi.
Bert Waters is a native from Cape Cod. He read a letter written by Leonard Peltier specifically for the gathering at the Day of Mourning.
Greetings to my relatives, friends, and supporters. As the National Day of Mourning commemorates its 39th anniversary, I find myself approaching my 33rd year, and I can't but help to see the striking similarities between why you are there and I am here in this prison. And it is the denial of the truth by people who can make a difference. And it doesn't help matters. It doesn't help matters any that those who know do nothing but enable the myth of Thanksgiving. But we must continue to change that. I hope that this will be the last statement I will have to write to you from prison on this National Day of Mourning. I tell you this because I want to believe that I can stand here with you next year, a free man. It would be an honor for me to stand in your circle to mourn the people who have fallen in the path of colonialization. We've been through a lot, but we are still here, and we are the evidence of the Western Hemisphere being populated before the first real immigrant arrived on our shores, and they have a holiday for him. And all we have is a day of recognition today. So let's use the Native American Heritage Day as another page in writing the truth of our history. My sister, Betty Ann, and others will be carrying the truth in Fargo, where I was railroaded by the manipulations of the FBI. It is another day they will pay attention to us. This is how we will keep the faith and remain strong. So I offer my most humble gratitude to you for being here today and every year. And I ask everyone to work with my committee as we prepare for a push to bring me home. Right now, the two most important things I would like for everyone to concentrate on is the 30-year mandatory patrol law and my transfer. I am going to be transferred from Lewisburg in Pennsylvania, and we are requesting that the transfer be made to a facility that is closer to my family. There are plans being made, and they will be released when it is time. You can subscribe to our list at the website to stay updated on what we are doing and what we can do to help. I look forward to seeing you here next year. In the spirit of Crazy Horse, Leonard Peltier.
Some recorded Native music was then played as organizers raised funds for supporting the release of Leonard Peltier. There was much hope in the air this year with the election of Barack Obama. Ilana Ortiz, a Native from the Southwest USA, was among those to speak of this.
Awontbo napisadoing, which is greetings in my language. I come from Okeowingay, New Mexico. Okeowingay Pueblo, a long way from here. And I'm glad to be here. This is my second year in a row. Thank you all for coming. I want to tell you about a journey I took, but first, I think, in celebration, I have a few words about our election. The election is now over. We have our president. A long journey which began with the refusal of one woman to give up her seat on a bus that inspired a cry of outrage in Selma, Alabama, which led us to the siege on a church in Wounded Knee, South Dakota, the takeover of Alcatraz and the BIA headquarters in Washington, D.C., Martin Luther King's march on Washington, this road, which started with whispered voices in the dark, rose to a roar of dissent in the last year and has finally given us a new face for America. Obama has not been given a mandate. He's been given an opportunity to show this world what our country can be if we make it so. And he has a difficult legacy to overcome. This nation, created on land stolen from Native Americans and built on the back of African slaves, has a lot to overcome. For most of us, this has not been the land of the free. This has been the land of the free market. And you see how well that's turned out in the last year. For the last 8 years, most of us have struggled, disenfranchised, marginalized, and dispirited. We lost faith in our government, hope for the future, lost our will to fight. But still, it is not the time to rest and trust in Washington to lead us. We took to the streets to elect this president, and we have to stay on the streets to make sure that he follows the right path. Now is the time for us to accept the responsibility, not only for ourselves, but for this planet and all living creatures on it. Because we have started destroying their world, we now have to take it back and give it back to them. Now is the time to lay down the mantle of victory and start working for the future. President Obama is not the end of the road. He represents the first steps to a much larger journey.
After the speeches, the crowd marched through the streets of Plymouth, chanting for the release of Peltier.
So can I ask you again, why are you here on Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm here for basically my ancestors.
All right, here we are.
And for the indigenous that are still surviving, and kind of add my voice for the freedom of Leonard Peltier and for the justice and dignity for all indigenous peoples all over the world, and to come together in community.
As the crowd marched up to Plymouth Rock, they stopped. Munadam James addressed them from the back of a pickup truck.
So there's a long history of struggle in Plymouth. And it's amazing, when I was on the hill thinking of 39 years, a lot of people I'm looking out and seeing weren't born 39 years ago. But what I'm here to tell the tourists, you know, everybody comes into Plymouth, they want to see America's hometown. And apparently this is, for whatever reason, they all come in and they want to see Plymouth Rock, and they want to see the Pilgrims, they want to see the Mayflower, and they want to see all these kind of things. And I'm telling the tourists, save your money, save your film. If you want to take pictures of what's going on in this country, and what's really important is not the fact of this rock, because Malcolm X summed it up when he said, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. So take a picture of the gathering here. You'll see all kinds of people from the four directions. And that's the beauty of National Day of Mourning. And we will be back here next year for the 40th National Day of Mourning. And as was stated on the hill, I pray that Leonard Peltier is up there on the hill with us. He needs to be here.
A well-known political activist from Boston, Sergio Rios, who was a political prisoner in Chile under Pinochet, explained why he was there.
Well, I think that it's the only real thing, probably in the entire United States, in terms of history, to understand what this day that is labeled as Thanksgiving really means. So every year, here I am with a lot of people, and what is interesting is also that every year we see young people, as the speaker was just mentioning, you know, there are some of the old timers that I recognize here that have also been coming for all these years. But it's very nice to see young people out here.
Carry on the tradition.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for being here. Okay. Doing your part.
All right.
Danielle is a Mayan from El Salvador. This was his first day of mourning. He was glad to share his thoughts about his experiences this day.
It's great because they telling the real story, the real history about the Thanksgiving Day. And special because nobody say what's happened about the Native Americans massacre and how the Thanksgiving Day started. But the most important thing is if the Native Americans can get their own land. And this is not only in United States, this is around Latin America. I guess if other countries could change the law, like Ecuador, like Venezuela, like Bolivia, and they did a very good laws defending the Native American rights, the natural rights, and why the most bigger economy in the world can't do this, and spread the real history about the Thanksgiving Day.
National Day of Mourning is organized by the United American Indians of New England and is held every Thanksgiving morning and afternoon in the streets of Plymouth. For the Boston Community Reporters Project, I am Chuck Rosina in Plymouth, Massachusetts.